All right, welcome to the show on your Friday night, February 5th, 2021, here on Republic Broadcasting Network. Jeremy from Kentucky on In Plain Sight. Go to RBN, republicbroadcasting.org, upper left-hand menu. Smash the donate button, send much-needed money. Keep free speech alive in these turbulent times that we live in, with illegitimate rulers being placed over us. You can call it in. You can send it in. Mail it in, actually. You can mail it in. Let me throw that address out there for you. Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Taking your calls live on your Friday night drive, 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252. You can also hit us up on inplainsight.chitango.com with your comments. That's site spelled S-I-T-E, inplainsight.chitango.com, C-H-A-T-A-N-G-O. And usually I check the chat to see if I'm getting roasted or see what kind of good stuff that that you guys put out there. A lot of good info in the chat, a lot of good links. So tonight we want to cover some headlines. I want to cover some scriptures, some inspirational stuff. Psalm 145, 1 through 3. I will extol you, O my God, O King, and I will bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless you, and I will praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. Very important that you maintain your spiritual health, and part of that is your prayer life. You want to thank the Lord that you're breathing, that you're healthy. If you're not healthy, you want to ask him for healing, and you want to thank him for the healthy years that you did have. Very important that you maintain that as we face troubling times. We have an illegitimate ruler that has been placed over us, very similar to the times of the Barack Obama era. Barack Obama was a foreigner, and the Bible very clearly states that when a foreigner rules over you, you are under judgment. When foreigners rise up and take you over, you are under judgment. This is happening twofold here. Let me quote that scripture, actually, that states that, Deuteronomy 28, 43-46. This is talking about a time when a nation is under judgment. Specifically, it was talking to the nation of Israel, but this can apply to any nation. The alien who is among you shall rise higher and higher above you, and you shall come down lower and lower. Verse 44 is the kicker. Check it out. He shall lend to you, talking about the foreigner, he shall lend to you, but you shall not lend to him. He shall be the head and you shall be the tail. Think about that as we have our wonderful Federal Reserve that we've had for well over 100 years now, run by the tribe, the foreigners that are ruling over us, that are lending to us at exorbitant rates. And then, you know, you could also apply that to Barack Obama, who was a Kenyan, ruling over, you know, European Americans. So, definitely this country has been under judgment for a while. And you want to think back, Jeremy, what did we do to bring this judgment? We're America, the land of the free, and blah, blah, blah. How about the sexual revolution? How about 60 million plus babies murdered in the womb since Roe versus Wade? How about homosexuals doing anal and being able to marry and being placed in positions of power in the church? How about that? I'm surprised we're still here. I'm surprised we haven't been burned off the map, quite honestly. But the judgment has really taken shape. Barack Obama was just a little hint, just a little tease of the judgment that's coming. I think we're seeing the head come through the birth canal now with Biden and Kamala Harris coming in and taking the reins. You know, Biden is an illegitimate ruler. He is not someone who the people selected the election was a fraud. And we see that Israel had the same situation in the early days when Jesus Christ was born. And this was under Herod. They call him Herod the Great. He's really Herod the Horrible. Herod was a foreigner and an illegitimate ruler because Herod did not come from the line of Judah that should have been ruling Israel. Herod was installed by the Roman government. He was an Edomite from the nation of Edom. So he was not Israeli. Herod, Edom is actually comes from Esau. You've heard of Jacob and Esau in Genesis 25, 26, and 27. From Jacob comes the Israelites, and from Esau comes the Edomites. And so this person, this foreigner, was placed by the Roman government over Israel. And why? Because they were in rebellion. You had the Jewish Pharisees and Sadducees that had cropped up and had kind of like made their own laws and went completely away from the laws of God. And they were oppressing the people, so God judged them. He set a foreigner over them who was not only a foreigner but an illegitimate king. And this is these people are who Jesus butted heads with the entire time he walked this earth. They're the ones that had him put to death, these Jewish establishment religious leaders. Anyway, that you can find, you can read about Herod in Matthew 2:1-4. I think a lot of you probably are familiar. If you're familiar with the Christmas story, Herod was approached by the wise men from the east, from Persia, about the birthplace of the Messiah, the king. And these wise men, they didn't know any better. I mean, they went to Jerusalem seeking to find where Bethlehem was located, to find the Messiah. And Herod was an evil king. He was a foreigner. He didn't care about the people that he ruled over, and he certainly did not want any competition. So when he heard about this king that was supposed to be born from the wise men, you know what? He went ahead and had all the baby boys 2 years old and under killed in Bethlehem in an attempt to extinguish the Messiah and rule out any competition to his throne. That's what kind of King Herod the Great or Herod the Terrible was. That's the Herod that died in 4 BC, April 4 BC. Shortly after that, God took his life. But and he was the same Herod that was responsible for the second temple, not the building of the second temple, but the massive foundations and structures around the second temple and fortifying thereof. That's why it's called Herod's Temple. But the whole point that I'm bringing this up is that Joe Biden is illegitimate. Now, he's not a foreigner. Obama was, but Joe Biden is an illegitimate ruler who's been put over us. And guess what, kids? When women rule over you, also you are under a curse. Isaiah 3, 12. As for my people, children are their oppressors, and women rule over them. O my people, those who led you cause you to err and destroy the way of your paths. We've seen this in society for a long time now, since the feminist movement, well over 100 years ago, but really since the sexual revolution. Everything kind of comes back to that, to the 60s revolution, where women were empowered. Yeah, ladies, you're so empowered, you can kill your own babies in your womb. That's how empowered you are. No-fault divorce. Thanks, Ronald Reagan, you dirtbag. And now, you can get married, have kids, and she can just for whatever reason leave you and take all your money and take your kids, keep you from seeing them. So we definitely have had the situation where women and children rule over us, and that could be a very literal situation when Slow Joe gets 25th Amendmented and Kabbalah Harrets takes the reins. Boys and girls, you ain't seen nothing yet. That one's a real piece of work right there. And I almost like hope for Joe just to hang in there. Can you imagine? Have you ever found yourself thinking that you hope Joe Biden like keeps it together a little bit longer just to keep Kamala Harris from taking over? Wow. That's like being stranded out in the desert, and you're, you know, you're eating like bugs, and you hope these bugs last just a little bit longer, so you, you know, so you don't have to start eating something worse to survive. That's kind of the same situation. But yeah, when women and children rule over you, you're under a curse. So that's the position that we're at. And you know, I had a caller ask the other night, what are we supposed to do? Can we protect ourselves? Well, you know, the Bible, as Christians, we're not allowed to overthrow the government. And nor would I say that with online or on air, which would be Fed posting. I don't want to get my door kicked down at 3 in the morning and my dog shot. But you know, protecting yourselves and your families, that's totally legit. And there's a big difference between vengeance or revenge and protection. You know, Romans 12:19 says, "Dearly beloved, do not avenge yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath, for it is written, 'Vengeance is mine; I will repay,' saith the Lord." But Jeremy, what about an eye for an eye? Well, that's within the legal system. You're talking about Leviticus now, where it reads, if a man causes disfigurement of his neighbor, as he has done, so shall it be done to him. Fracture for fracture, eye for eye, tooth for tooth. As he has caused disfigurement of a man, so shall it be done to him. And so it says, whoever kills a man shall be put to death. That's all in Leviticus. So that was done under the premise of the government that was given to Israel in the Old Testament law. Romans 13 backs this up. Romans 13 tells the New Testament church that the government is placed over you to protect you, right? Not to oppress you, but to protect you. And that if you do right, you should not fear it, because it does not bear the sword in vain if you break the law. So the government has the right to take life. That's the context of an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. It's not for individuals to exact revenge. It's for the government to have a fair policy of justice, you know, to execute a punishment that fits the crime as a deterrent for future criminals. You see what I'm saying? There is no place for vengeance. There is always a place for defense, and we can read this all throughout the Bible. But one of the main New Testament examples is in the Gospel of Luke, when the Lord Jesus Christ went to the cross. He told his disciples, "If you don't have a sword, sell your garment and buy a sword." Why would he say that? Because he was going to be gone from them, and they were going to be vulnerable. Their women and children needed to be protected. What is a sword for, but for defense? If nothing else, it's a great deterrent. It's like walking into a restaurant. Imagine if 20 people walked into the Walmart or the Dollar General packing, you know, open carrying pistols, which I've seen in my small town of Kentucky, actually. It's kind of a glorious sight to behold. Who's going to rob that store? Nobody. Who's going to rob any one of those people with a weapon on them? They're going to target the unarmed people. So if nothing else, having a weapon is a deterrent. But self-defense, always. And fighting for your nation, always. If the time ever comes to fight for America, that is completely biblical, and fight we should. So, when will that time be? I don't know. I don't know. We could be looking at it soon. There's your scripture reading for the night. I know it was a lot. Hopefully, it wasn't too much. And we have lots of headlines to get through and news to cover. But we already have two callers on this glorious Friday night. We got Vinny from Indiana. Vinny, welcome to the show.
Hi. If I want to send you some prep, what email address should I use? I tried to do it through the RBN. There was no email address that popped up.
Vinny, I don't know. I can't hear you very well. You're either on speaker or a
Hey,
bad
hold on.
connection.
Hold on. That better?
Okay, that's a lot better. What you got?
Yeah, I was. You covered the Breonna Taylor incident really, really well, and obviously, they're trying to promote a BLM, pro-BLM narrative, and of course it was a total joke. And people had to go on and investigate on their own, and they, you know, you would find, you know, kind of Louisville cops basically saying, "Oh, here's what really went down, but we can't tell you this until, you know, the, you know, procedure." And in the case of the shooting of Ashley Barrett, there's information on the web that, you know, I don't think you want to, I don't want to say too much because RBN has standards. But there's some really interesting information, and Dr. Slatter yesterday mentioned it on his show briefly, and I'd like to forward the information on to you because you take a look at it, because they're going to do this impeachment hearing next week, and this blows up a lot of the narrative that the media has been putting out. It's just the shooter of Ashley Barrett has some real issues if this holds together, and I don't want to say the guy's name or anything like that, but Slattery mentioned it, and it's something for you guys to maybe talk about, especially while the impeachment thing is going on, and I'd like to send that information to you. Hello?
I got you. I couldn't find my mute button. All right. Here's the email that we use. Are you ready to copy? I'll read it off to you.
Hold on. Let me get my pen out.
Yeah, get yourself in. And what
okay,
it is,
let me write it down.
Yeah, what it is, Vinny, is Patrick and I use the same email for both of our shows. It's okay. Just easier. It's Patrick and Jeremy's show, and my name is spelled J-E-R-E-M-Y. Patrick and Jeremy Show, all one word, at yahoo.com.
Okay. At yahoo.com?
Yes.
Is that correct? Yahoo.com. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. And it's just prep. I had another thing that Patrick Slattery might be interested in because it goes into some issues with the GameStop short squeeze. I mean, there's some things that went on with that are very, very questionable. I used to work in finance as a computer programmer years ago, and I'm not totally unfamiliar with some of the concepts, and there's obviously things that they wanted to hush up and get this thing shut down until people wouldn't be able to investigate some things. But there's definitely some hanky-panky that should not be going on that was allowing people to short stocks, as hedge funds to short stocks. And Slattery would probably understand it pretty well.
So we got a break, Vinny. You want to hang on to the other side? You can elaborate a little bit.
Many battles
folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting Truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back. We got Jeremy from Kentucky on In Plain Sight, and Vinny, you were talking about the little fiasco with the day traders on Reddit. Oh, Vinny dropped. Anyway, Vinny was talking about how the day traders on Reddit really stuck it to the Jewish hedge fund managers, and how there was some hokey stuff going on there. But, you know, that's what we need. We need more of that. We need more hokiness. We need more common men making money and sticking it to these hedge funders. Also, that wakes a lot of people up. That woke a lot of people up to see how Wall Street responded. Oh, God, shut it down. Good stuff. Let me hit another quick headline before we go to more callers. The Biden administration apparently has been trying to negotiate with Russia. And by negotiate, I mean start a war with Russia. And this is off the Daily Stormer. The usurper Biden leads a series of deranged threats, issues a series of deranged threats against Russia. The fake president, Joe Biden, who lost the 2020 presidential election by a lot, has shaken the world by taking an aggressive stance against Russia off the bat and issuing various threats. He's going to do some democracy against them. And this is Andrew quotes an article from Reuters that basically Joe Biden told Russia on Thursday that the United States would no longer be rolling over in the face of aggressive action by Moscow and declaring a new tough approach by Washington. Visiting the State Department, Biden also promised to repair alliances and engage with the world again. American leadership must meet rising authoritarianism and unite with partners to combat global challenges such as the coronavirus pandemic or climate change, he said. So we're going to make sure that all these countries, these Muslim countries, are allowed to do man-on-man anal and have homo marriage. We're going to make sure that their women can like go out in the street and protest. And we're going to make sure that, you know, Russia is not able to reestablish and be a Christian nation again with that dictator, Vladimir Putin. And they're not going to be able to interfere in our elections again like they did in 2016. That's what Biden is going to make sure of. He's also going to make sure that under climate change and the Green New Deals and all of that, that we're going to go headlong into globalism. That's what he means by that. So Russia, if you stand in our way, we're going to sanction you. We're going to do all of this stuff. But just absolutely just nonsensical rhetoric that he's putting out to Russia, you know. And I'm sure everybody is wishing they had Trump back now on the global scene, like Russia, like even China, and like Iran, because like him or love him, like him or hate him, the guy didn't start any new wars. He actually was on a pretty good path to to good relations with all of these countries. Let's go back to the phones before we do any more headlines. We got Chance from West Virginia. Chance, the break might catch you, but we'll hold you through. It's on your mind.
Yes, thank you for taking my call, Jeremy. Good evening. You know, Jeremy, I have to commend you. I have to commend you, but likewise, I have to wonder, and that it disturbs me a lot, why so many other hosts at the network won't touch on the spiritual aspect of this battle. I mean, I have to ask myself, is it their ego, vanity, self-aggrandizement, or deep agnostic or atheistic beliefs? You know, Jeremy, as far as I can see, they toil in vain without the word of God. And this is a problem. And I would just like your comment, if I may.
Well, my comment is that every RBN host brings their own style and technique to the plate. And there's some of us that are more spiritual, like myself, like Don on The Perfect Storm before me, and Chris Hinckley. We bring a spiritual aspect to it. John, he's not a very spiritual person. Definitely he is a Christian and pro-Christian, and it's not that he's against anything spiritual. It's just that he's more meat and potatoes, political, lay it out there, practical kind of guy. And
yeah, but Jeremy, if I may interrupt you just for a second, please.
Sure.
It's not just the physical battle. It's a spiritual battle, most of all. And this is what is lacking. And like I said, without looking at the spiritual aspect of this, you cannot win. You cannot overtake these forces without seeing the spiritual aspect first and then preparing yourself for, you know, the quote-unquote physical battle, if you know what I'm saying. It's so obvious at this point, and you need not have to be a Christian to realize this. Just to read the Bible, it's perfectly obvious, and that's where I'm a little confused about some people's aspects, and I don't feel they're helping the matter any by negating the spiritual aspect. And that's what I'm saying, Jeremy.
Let me answer that a little bit better on the other side of the break, because you pose a very, very good question, and I've got a detailed answer. Hang on, Chance. We'll get you on the other side.
Going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's H-E-A-R-T
DROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Welcome back. We've got Chance from West Virginia. Chance, finish your thoughts, and then I want to address your question a little bit more thoroughly.
Well, to put it simply, Jeremy, none of us are tough guys. It's our faith in God that makes us tough. And when we let ego and vanity get in the way, we don't give credit to our Lord and Savior for making us brave. I think it's a sad mistake to make. It's a very sad mistake to make. That's how I see it, Jeremy. What is your opinion?
Well, like I said, every host contributes, and we need the full spectrum of ideologies on here. You know, Patrick is agnostic, but he's definitely not hostile towards my spirituality. We do a show together twice a week, and
I realize what you're saying, and I'm not knocking people for that, but for ultimate strength, you need a faith in God. We are dealing with principalities. We're not dealing with flesh and blood humans. We're dealing with like the Bible says, principalities are the power of the air. This is a tremendous battle, and we are not going. Yes, sir. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
But I was just saying, those spiritual principalities, they display themselves in physical manifestations of real enemies in flesh and blood. And so the start is prayer. The start is dealing with the spiritual. And there is a place to deal with the physical. You know, I'm emphasizing a lot of the spiritual as of late. John emphasizes, getting yourself physically prepared. And both are equally important. God uses every host on this network, whether they want to be used or whether they realize they're being used. In the same way that God used Cyrus the Great, he was a pagan. But under the Persian Empire, you know, he did God's work. By propping up Israel, who at the time was, you know, in the favor of God. And so people, even if they don't realize they're being used by God. And it takes all of us together. And so I wouldn't get too disgruntled at people that don't understand that. If they're fighting for truth and justice and for patriotism of this great country,
it's not that I'm disgruntled. It's the fact that you need faith in God to overcome this. You cannot depend on your own strengths as a human being considering the battle. Our founding fathers went into war with the backing, with the prayers to our Lord and Savior, and this is why they won. They didn't just go into the battle and say, okay, we're going to go in there and kick ass. No, they prayed first. And this is why God pulled them through. This is why God shined his light on them. You see what I'm saying? It takes a little more considering this, because I mean, this is a very wicked situation we're dealing with on so many fronts, psychologically. I mean, it's obvious it's spiritual. And I can't understand why people think, well, we're going to pick up a gun and we're going to take care of this and we're going to do this, you know, without God on your side, without a strong faith. No, you are not going to do nothing, because no matter how big and bad you are, there's always somebody bigger and badder. You need a strong faith in Christ. This is what I'm saying, Jeremy. That's all I meant.
You know, and your comments, I understand where you're coming from. And those founding fathers, they prayed and they were spiritual, and then there was action put to their prayers in the form of resistance to this government.
Yeah.
And so what I'm saying is, you have the balance. You have myself, Chris, and Don in particular putting out that spiritual, and some of the and the other hosts putting in their contributions. So your points are very valid and well taken. I appreciate it. We do have full lines, and I want to get on.
Thank you for taking my call, Jeremy, and God bless you now.
Hey, God bless you, sir. Thanks for your call. All right. Let's see who is next. All right. Chance. Okay, we got a reprint here of the callers. Mark from Texas. Got full lines, Mark. If you could make your point, we'll address it, and then we'll get on to the next caller. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, brother. Just wanted to say, Chance, man, had a great call. You know, everything is spiritual, right? But unfortunately, we live in this world, but we're not of this world. So, you know, what that means is that, I don't know, I just lost my train of thought, dude. Forgive me. I'm sitting here, I've been listening to the Jerry Garcia Band, Candlelight, having too many beers, listening to The Night They Drove Old Dixie Down.
Yep.
And, you know, they shouldn't have got I love the line, Virgil, quick come see. There goes Robert E. Lee. They shouldn't have killed the greatest. And he definitely was. You know, that's all I've got, brother. Other than I did hear a great comment earlier, but I see our political system with Biden and McConnell and Trump, and not so much Trump, but Pelosi, you know, it reminds me of a square dance. Have you ever been to a square dance?
Oh, yeah, my friend.
Yeah, I have too, and it's not a whole lot of fun. And that's, that, you know, we just need, we need to all stand up. You know, and I did today in the supermarket, and an older guy said, you know, you might want to wear a mask. And he was very nice, and we had chatted. The line was pretty long. And I just said, well, I appreciate that, sir, but I have a medical condition. And he just kind of rolled his eyes and whatever, but you know, Tony from Chicago is right. COVID is definitely a hoax, and it's vulnerable. And that's where we need to take advantage. And that's all I've got, brother.
Thank you for your call, Mark. Always appreciate it, sir. And we'll go on to True Bachelor. True Bachelor from Arkansas. What's on your mind?
Jeremy, how you doing?
Man, doing great. Better than I should be.
You got that right. Same with me, brother. But I just want to say, everybody, like I said, treasure your family. When they're gone, you know, you have nobody left to, you know, talk to or anything. And like I said, I lost my mother and father back in 1989, 60 hours apart. They were 48 and 52. And I took my grandmother here. She was almost 95. I'm in the same house, and I took care of her. And but you don't know what you're missing. And you don't know what you got until you lose it. And we're Southerners, you know. We're Confederates here. And it's just me, my little cat, Noel. We appreciate you playing that Lloyd Axton song. And Noel asked me if you could play it during a break part of it. If you go to break, if you can look up that Cat-Cat-Tail, you know, Lloyd Axton song like you played last night. Because it broke up the first night. And I just want to say, everybody, don't let them divide you. Family's everything. When you're by yourself, it's you know, I'm going to stick with it. I'm by myself. And I prayed for I got my $600 stimulus check today, finally, after multiple prayers. So I'm grateful for that. Thank the Lord for it.
All right. Thank you, True Bachelor. Yes, cherish your family. My girlfriend, both her parents died in their 60s, and it's just her now.
I was 48, 52 when they died in 1989. Yep. I was 29 years old. 60 hours apart, I didn't get to see my father's funeral because she died in front of my father's casket in my arms.
Yeah, always got to cherish your family, man. We appreciate it, True Bachelor. I'm not going to get to play the song tonight. We're skipping the break because we got full lines, but I'll try to play that on Monday. Thank you for your call, sir, and we're going to move on now. We got Susan from Ohio. Susan, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hey, Jeremy. I just wanted to, you've got full lines, and so I really can't expound on what I'd really like to share. But we have a lot of theological misconceptions here that I would love to be able to have a program about. Well, if I did a word game with you, Jeremy, and I said, who's Israel? You'd probably say the Jews. And if I said, who are the Jews? And you'd probably say Israel. But Israel isn't a place. It's about a people. And it's a very humbling, when you get a full understanding, the scriptures are replete, Jeremy, about how we've inherited so many lies. And we have we really, you know, this is where I think this came from, to be honest. When we think of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Okay, Abraham was not a Judahite. All right, Abraham wasn't. Isaac was not a Judahite. And Jacob was not a Judahite. Okay, so here we have the patriarchs. And Abraham found favor. And this is, you've got full lines. I don't want to take up your time, but what's so important is that Jacob's name, when he struggled with the angel of God, you know, his name was changed to Israel. So he's Jacob Israel. And his fourth son is Judah. He had 12 sons. And I'd love to get into this just a little more so, because it's such a humbling message that it would cause our people truly, I have so many of them that are Christians, like I hear you, I heard Chance and another fellow talking about numbers. We have to have like faith. I remember when Bush was inaugurated, and he made his, you know, acceptance speech and everything. If you remember, he said he passed the faith-based initiative. Nobody heard it, it seemed like, but me, people that I talked to, for synagogues, for mosques, and churches. And I thought, wow, a faith, it's not the faith. And no offense to anyone, because people believe what they believe. But let me say this. numbers in the faith are important. It's not numbers. And in the Bible, it says your might is not right. Because it's just like somebody said, you know, you go out with your guns and a lot of numbers and you're going to win. Well, that's not true. And I just wanted to, I'd love to share a little more about where we got this thing about Abraham. I always heard in the churches when I first started to go, and I started late in life, by the way. I'm a late comer. And I thank my precious Savior for my salvation. And I want to say something about that. The first thing you learn is that, well, Abraham's a Jew. And then we remember it says, those that bless you will be blessed, and those that curse you will be cursed. But Abraham is not a Judahite. He was a Hebrew called up and out of the Chaldees because these people were pagans, and they worshipped false gods. And so he was not. And Israel, we've got this thing wrong. We have imposters. Some are imposters and don't even know they are. I'm not saying it. There are a lot of people that have inherited lies. And I would love to share this just to get an understanding. It's a very humbling message. Remember when Christ said, I have come only for the house of the lost sheep of Israel? And when he was with his disciples, he said, you know, they said, why do you speak in parables? He said, it's not for everybody. That's why. It's not for everybody. Why? Why was he looking for Israel? Because they were the ones that were going to be commissioned to go out throughout the earth. And there's just so much history about who this people is. Yes, I'm sorry. I'm taking up too much time. I'll let you go. But we need to spend a little more time on this because there's a lot of confusion here.
Well, Susan, if you want to call in early on Monday, call in earlier, and we'll try to discuss it a little more. But I think one thing that we can agree on, and I know where you're coming from, I'm very familiar with Christian identity, very familiar. We may debate on who the Israel of the Old Testament were, but what we can all agree on is the people who call themselves Jews and the Israeli state, the state of Israel that we see today, they are not blessed of God. And they are bringing all of this down on our heads. And so we can all agree that these are the ones that have infiltrated our government and that dominate the elites.
I agree. And I don't really like to call it the Israel identity because it's very humbling. It really is a humbling message. And I don't like to call it that because I've heard people preach the so-called Christian identity or whatever you want to call it. And they were proud and boastful, and that it's not being preached right that way, Jeremy. Our nation's been great because our God is great, and he shed his grace upon this nation. But our nation, for the most part, has really turned its back, as you well know. We've talked about that, I think. But anyway, I'm going to let you go and go on, and I would love to maybe spend some time just to get an understanding. This is not a racist message, by the way, but it would be considered racist by some, I reckon, but it's not a racist message.
Well, again, call in early Monday night, and we'll hash out a little more, and appreciate your call. And we do have to move on. But thanks, Susan. And we got William from Montana. William, we got you and a couple more callers after. Go ahead, William. What's on your mind, sir?
Well, I got up a little late. I fell asleep. But I want to tell True Bachelor that you are not alone. You are in my prayer book, and I pray for you every night, you and Noel. Just I want him to know that. And I thank everyone. I'm praying for everyone. Things are moving slowly here. I don't want to waste any time talking about just the totally insane requirements now. Now this local hospital is requiring that you have a COVID test every time you come into any doctor's appointment. And it's only good for 3 days. If you test positive, after 3 days, you have to test again. Complete insanity. So, you know, but I am filled with faith and I thank everyone out there for their prayers. And I think I can say we're going to go and get through this no matter what happens. We get through this no matter what happens. Maybe a hard pill to take, a hard road to hoe, but we're going to make it. I love you all. Thank you.
Thank you, William. We'll pray for True Bachelor, and we're all praying for you too, my friend. Thanks for your call. And we got Steve from North Carolina. Steve, what's on your mind?
Well, Talladega.
Yes, sir.
Hello. How you doing?
Yeah. Hey, Steve, you're on the air. Thanks for your call.
I got to give a second endorsement for Dennis Bengoa's show tomorrow at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. And for all you people got questions, listen to that show. It might get you out of Babylon. And that's all I got to say.
Thank you, sir, for your call.
All right.
And I'll check that out, Spangola, tomorrow at 4 Eastern. Right. Dan from Washington. Dan, sir, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks. I'll keep it quick. I got three topics. Well, the lady who called about the Israel, real quick, my take on that was, isn't the real Israel the body of Christ? Like when they're like after the New Testament, when they're talking about Israel, so aren't they talking about the actual body of Christ, like the church, the Christian church?
Galatians chapter 3, read it in its entirety and in context, does talk about those who trust in Christ, regardless of their ethnicity, are partakers in the spiritual Israel, the spiritual blessings of Abraham.
Exactly. Okay, cool. I agree with you. That's how I interpreted it as well. So, okay, my other two topics. Fascination. Did you hear did a deep dive on Charles Lindbergh? And I always knew that something didn't sound right about a German kidnapping and killing his baby, so they did a deep dive and discovered it was a Jewish guy named Fish who was partners with that guy. So it's a good episode. The Lindberghs were great, and what happened to them was pretty horrible. Charles Lindbergh's dad was a great leader too, against the Federal Reserve system and stuff like that. So
yeah, I'm only catching the Sunday version of Fascination. That deep dive was probably on a Wednesday, wasn't it?
I think it was the last one they just did. Yeah, I think it was.
Yeah.
So if you like Lindbergh, it's towards the end of the show, the second half of it or something, so I'd recommend it.
And I will say that I listen to their Sunday shows, and I'm more in a line with them now. You know, they're pushing back against COVID, and they're coming on board a little more with what I'm seeing. So they're doing a lot better, but I don't catch their Wednesday shows because that's behind the paywall, and I'm not in the paywall still.
Oh man! All right, yeah, I'd recommend it. I wish there was a way I could listen to for free, but anyway, one thing I agree with those on real quick was my third topic was trolling the Democrats, trolling the Bernie people, that you're not going to get anything under Biden, really. And this vote on the minimum wage, I supported raising it because it's just adjusting it for inflation of what it was historically. But anyway, it's kind of funny how they just happened not to raise the minimum wage. And so it's good to start trolling the left, the Bernie people, and say, what happened? You know, how come you didn't get your minimum wage rise? So I predict we'll have just another Obama administration, really, just not going to raise minimum wage, not going to bring jobs back, and, you know, just talk about racism and trannies and stuff for 8 years. So,
yeah, that's a good troll because, you know, they stole the primary from Bernie. They straight up stole it, handed it to Biden, and then he chose Kamala, who lost way early. Tulsi Gabbard destroyed Kamala. in the debates. Yeah. And so nothing about their candidates are legitimate choices of the people, nothing at all. And no, you're not going to get any Bernie ideologies under Biden, none at all.
No. All right, I'll let, there's probably like 1 minute for the last caller, so thanks for taking the call. Have a good night.
Hey, thanks a lot, my friend. Call back soon. Last caller of the night in the few, about a minute left, Mike from Kentucky. Hey, Mike.
Jeremy, Mike from Kentucky. Can I short-circuit some of this stuff you guys were talking about when I first tuned in? If these be the last days, who are the Jews that say they are Jews but are not? And what is a strong delusion? Any of these book salesmen that are selling us on all this, like, you know, 88 reasons for Jesus to return in 1988, remember that one? They never point that out. Who's the synagogue of Satan? Who's the Jews that say they're Jews but are not? And what is a strong delusion? If you can't point to that, maybe something's not being interpreted right about this generation and a lot of this language, the imminent, urgent language that is in the New Testament talking about stuff that's about to happen, that's at hand. I mean, how many times is the word at hand used? I think some people are looking at the ink blots wrong.
When I see strong delusion, I look at COVID-19 hoax. And it's very easy to put a strong delusion on the population as well as the so-called Holocaust. Mike, we're at the end of the show. Call in earlier next time. I appreciate hearing from you.
Thanks.
We got through all the callers tonight. Thanks for keeping it short, guys. And we'll be back on Monday with In Plain Sight.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.